שהוא יכול להפוך את כל העבודת הזכויות, like he wrote before, that he could turn all his sins into merits, if he does שוב המאהבה. אבל הבעל דבר שהוא היצר הרע, but the בעל דבר, which is the יצר הרע, מנצל את המצב הזה, he takes advantage of this situation of a person, כדי להפילו לעצבות ומראה שחורה, in order to throw him down the sadness and melancholy.
Melancholy.
It's pouring out, huh?
Not a border collie, a melancholy.
Pouring, right? It's pouring. איזה יופי. פורים. כי מהעבירות אין שום רווח. אין לו שום רווח. Because from sins the יצר הרע has no gain. It doesn't gain anything. כי אתה יכול להפוך אותן לזכויות. Because when it's still, if it's just a sin, a person could turn anything into a merit. Once he does תשובה מאהבה. אבל מהעצבות הוא מרוויח בגדול. When a person becomes sad, then the יצר הרע really gains. Why? כי בזמן שהאדם בעצבות, הוא לא יכול לעשות כלום בעבודת השם. Because at the time that a person is sad, he can't do anything in עבודת השם. יוצא שהיצר הרע מרוויח לזמן שבו האדם יתבטל בעבודת השם. השם, comes out that the יצר הרע, he gains this time, that in this time, a person is not serving Hashem. That's what the יצר הרע is very happy of. אם האדם בדיכאון שבוע, if a person is depressed for 1 week, היצרה הרוויח שבוע שבו הוא לא מתקדם. היצרה gained a week, which this person is not going forward, not proceeding. אם האדם בדיכאון חודש, הוא מרוויח חודש. A person sad for a month, היצרה gained a month. כך היצרה שורף לאדם את הזמן ושורף לו את החיים. In this way, the היצרה burns a person's life and burns his time down. Okay, and that's his main thing. The Yetzer Hara, his main thing is, don't realize what's going on in your life. Waste your time. And everyone sees it. With all the, in this world, with all the pirsamot, what's the pirsamot? The advertisements, right? And today you have the iPhone, and
entertainment industry.
Endless.
Facebook and Twitter.
Where do people do tshuva a lot of times? When they go to India, why? When they go to South America, why?
Well, that stuff's not over there yet. The villages.
In the villages, in the mountains, you don't have any connection. Nothing. So you're isolated. You start thinking, what am I doing in my life? Or in Shmirah somewhere on duty, right? He's on a mountaintop somewhere in the Negev, right? On the border with Jordan or something, or with Egypt. And there he starts doing tshuva. Why? He starts thinking, what am I doing in my life? Right? The Yetzer Hara makes us busy. And he wants you to sit and learn also, all day. Just don't do an hour he'd bother do. Just don't do. I've always said on Shabbos. Without an hour he'd bother do, a day without he'd bother do, you don't have any connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he said on Shabbos. Any connection. You could dive in Shmone Esrei, you could learn all day. You have no connection with the Eibishter.
Agree
100%. You must do an hour you gotta do it. You must. That's the whole idea that it's all. Sit and learn. Just sit and learn all day. Don't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Forget about yourself. Forget about everything. And that's what he does through sadness also. Let's get him sad now. And then he won't be able to do anything. He won't have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sadness can't talk to Hashem through sadness like we learned before. על זה אמר חכם, שלמה המלך said, the wise one, אין עבדה כעבדת הזמן. There's no loss, like the loss of time. That's the biggest loss a person can have in life. Time. Time is worth everything. People say time is money, it's shtuyot. Time is a zillion times more than money. Time is not money. Maybe in America, time is money because time, life is not worth much. So it's worth like money. At least like money it's worth. You can kill a person because of money, you know, all kinds of things like that. But here now, by Jewish life, time is so much more precious than money. That's why we don't go and work all day. We work what we have to work. We're not looking to gain too much and to make it to be a billionaire and everything. We do what we have to do and we want to serve Hashem only. כי אפילו עבירות שהן באמת הפסד נורא ונצחי לא נחשבות לעבדה אמיתית. Because even sins, which are באמת, they're very bad loss and endless loss, of course, but they're not a real loss. Why? מכיוון שיש לאדם את המתנה והאפשרות לעשות תשובה על הכל. Because a person has the gift and the opportunity to do תשובה and fix everything. אבל הזמן שנשרף ועבד, but time that burnt away, אי אפשר להחזיר. You can't return it. Like Allah says, someone wakes up someone, right? Wakes them up. You can't return that. Why? גזל שיניים להשיב. That time you need to rest and you're bothering him, you're not causing him. You talk to someone on the street, you waste his time. And Zaman. I remember I told this story from Levi Yitzchak that there was a big argument in Breslau. People were saying this thing, that thing, and they tried to get up Levi Yitzchak involved, and he was scared from Machloket, like from fire. Machloket is fire. And this guy tried, he was harassing him, no, Rav Levi Yitzchak, what do you say about it? What do you say? And he was on the way to the mikvah. So I think it was Erev Shabbos or something. So the Rav Levi Yitzchak looks at him and says, Rabid, you finished everything you have to do today? Well, I didn't. I still have things I have to do today. Bye-bye, and he ran into the mikvah.
He didn't get involved.
Doesn't have time. ולכן, זו כל עבודת היצרה וכל מלחמתו, and therefore, this is the whole work of the יצרה, and this is the whole war. אדם שיודע זאת יעשה הכל כדי להיות בשיחה. A person who knows this, that this is what the יצרה wants, can do everything to be happy. אפילו כשהוא מסתכל על עצמו שהוא מלא עבירות, even if he looks at himself that he's full of sins, הוא יודע שזו מלכודת של היצרה. He knows this is the trap of the יצרה, לגנוב לו עוד זמן in order to steal from him time. הוא יודע שעל ידי השמחה הוא יתקן ויעשה תשובה על הכל. He knows that through happiness he'll fix and do תשובה on everything. I have a friend, Yankel Erzberg, he wrote a lot of the books of the Rav, but the Rav, most of them. And he said, he told me, Shmish HaPesach, you know, everyone's supposed to get up nates, it's a big Indian to be up by the nates. And I saw him, I said, oh, you get up nates? He said, no, I don't know what happened, I went to sleep early, I got up only at 7:30, and I went to Shabbat Shul at 8. I said, no, and you're still happy? He said, I'm so happy. Even from in the beginning, the Yetzirah wanted to throw him down, and then he fought the Yetzirah and he said, what? No, I want to be happy. Hashem make me get up this time, it's the best for me now. It made him so happy that he'd be able to become happy, that he was more happy than if he would have gotten up for Nate, he said. So he won more, you see. Okay. Tough.